All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. His home away from home is the Mercer County Fairgrounds. That's Levi Scher. He's out here at Ace Camp. So that's like 200 second graders from the Mercer County and Sherrard School Districts. And I know a couple of weeks ago out here for your second annual fitting clinic. Before we talk about the results of the fitting clinic, tell us a little bit about Sherrard FFA's role in Ace Camp.
So the Sherrard FFA puts on a part of the Ace Camp where we do Farmer for the Day. Like today we have a pool full of beans and they have cards in them and it has byproducts of beans, so like candy, food, other foods. And then there's another one of corn, and then there's Shave the Sheep, where they learn about sheep and how it is a mass production in the United States. Then there's also Milk the Cow as well, so they can learn about dairy products and learn about the cow production in the United States as well.
Why is it important for the Sherrard FFA chapter to be a presenter and participate in this, you think?
So as you said before, there are Sherrard grade school students here. So I think it really shows like, hey, you know, when you come into high school or now junior high, you can be a part of this and, you know, come be back to it and, you know, kind of help the younger kids to join FFA more.
Now the roles are reversed for you because you were an Ace Camper as a second grader. So now you're basically a presenter. Do you remember, you know, what it was like when you were a second grader coming out here?
Yep, I do. I don't remember a whole lot of it, but I definitely remember coming out here and just thinking, you know, wow, I wonder if I'll be here one day or something like that, you know. But it definitely, it means a lot to me to be able to come back and, you know, for the kids that did it for me, I get to do it for the kids that'll do it for another kids, you know. So I just hope it keeps moving forward and, you know, progresses and gets bigger.
So I guess in terms of the roles being reversed then, where you were a second grader out here and now you're a junior FFA president, what is it, I guess, in terms of perspective now, being in those shoes 10 years ago and now being the Sherrard FFA president 10 years later, I guess?
It definitely means a lot to me that, you know, we do get the opportunity to come back and give back to our grade school students. Like I said, I think it really motivates them to be a part of the FFA. And I think that's what, I mean, the FFA definitely needs more enactivement. So I think it definitely does help grade schoolers to have that motivation to get in, when they get in high school, to be in the FFA chapter.
Yeah, and I guess I didn't realize that junior high Sherrard FFAers are out here. So, you know, what about kind of growing the chapter and growing ag where you have a junior high FFA chapter now?
So, yeah, this second semester of the school year, we got a third ag advisor, Miss Ellie Franks from the Rock Ridge area. And she is our junior high ag advisor, or actually overall ag advisor, but she's a junior high teacher. And she's definitely helped us a lot to get more junior high kids involved, because knowing that they want to be, and then, you know, they got to wait till high school, you know, it does suck, but I mean, it definitely helps to get the junior high kids more active. And it just opens them up to be, you know, when they're in junior high, they can do a contest or whatever and get that experience. And then when they get to high school, they can really put the punch on the other competitors.
And so you'll be out here again in July. When we think about the Mercer County Fair out here a couple weeks ago, tell us how the fitting clinic went and what the participation was like.
So, yeah, for the second annual Sherrard FFA fitting clinic, this year we did four species. So we had cattle, sheep and swine, and then goats as well. And we had a good number of kids for the other stuff that was going against us. So there was a 100 safety course, and then, you know, springtime, there's spring sports and that. And then I know Iowa had their FFA and livestock judging contest. But no, we probably had 20 to 25 kids show up, which is better than last year. So it definitely helps, you know, it shows that we're improving. And, you know, we partnered with Kent this year, so that definitely helped a lot to grow it more and get it out there better.
So the next time I'll see you at the county fairgrounds will probably be in July. Good to see you.
You too, Jim. Thank you.
All right. Sherrard FFA President Levi Scher with us on WRMJ.